Welcome to Between Heaven and Earth, an internet radio talk show where we help you connect spirit and divine guidance. Lisa Kay, your host, brings you shows that can enhance and transform your life with tips and new ideas for more happiness, abundance, and better relationships. Lisa is an expert on intuition and can show you how to strengthen your inner guidance to empower yourself. Each show is positive and uplifting to inspire your day. Her guest speakers are specialists on self-help, positive thinking, spirituality, and conscious living. Be the best that you can be with Between Heaven and Earth, conscious living for your soul.
And angel blessings to everyone. Hi, I'm Lisa Kay, and you are listening to Between Heaven and Earth. And we are broadcasting live over Blog Talk Radio, and we are also we're also on Facebook. So, and I'm trying to do two. I'm doing two. I've got a group, so we've got a Facebook group out there, and we also have my Facebook page. So we're out on both places, and we are on Blog Talk Radio as we always have been for the last 10 years. I'm really excited. Anyway, I just want to say a shout out to everybody out there and say hello. And we're back now. I'm sorry we didn't do the show yesterday because we had a little internet problem. Basically, they were doing work outside my house, and they apparently clipped the cable to my house, and I lost internet, so I couldn't do the show. Oh, technology, that's kind of what happens, right? Let me just get my stuff here. I'm back today, and we are going to talk about, we're continuing to talk about the Intuition Key Secrets. I'm actually really excited. I've got so much going on. I'm winding down my book tour, but that just means that I'm not traveling as much. I am looking to do some new things, and I've been really, really excited about some of the new things that I've got planned for all of you people out there. And one of the things I've got is a new intuition development circle, which is coming up. And that circle is, I'm actually revamping. I've got a bunch of people there now. And if you guys are in my intuition development group on Facebook, you're welcome to join. It's just like the Facebook group, but it's actually a little bit better in that we go into real but we actually work a lot on mastering your intuition and taking the skills that you are learning and really refining it and getting it to the point where you master your intuition and you're able to go further. You get to the point where, you know, in the beginning you might be not quite sure of how you're using your intuition, how it works for you, and you're a little bit nervous, and you don't really know what's happening. And that's the very beginning. That's sort of the first steps. And then as you're going through the membership, you will get further and further along the path, which we call the Intuition Mastery Path, and you get to the point where you master your intuition, and you're able to get some amazing intuitive information. And all my students have gone through the class, have done super well. If you want to, you know, get sort of the down and dirty quick information on how to develop your intuition, we do that over a weekend class, and we get to work together. But if you can't work together with somebody in the class, you can't come to the live class, which I'm actually doing in October, you could come and join the membership site, and we do it there, and I get to work with you, and you get to work with other people, and also we go through this whole process of basically developing your intuition and really mastering it so that you can get your information when you want, on what you want, and get detailed information. So that's what's in the plans. And today we're going to be talking about the fourth key secret to intuition. And what I wanted to do was, we've been going over all 10, and we're up to number four. So if you've missed the first two, you can go back and look at or listen to the podcast, the previous ones at my website at lmk88.com, and go to the podcast archives, and you can see all the previous ones there. So today, again, is the fourth key secret to intuition, and there are 10, right? So we're doing a whole process of going through them all, and we're up to number four. And number four, you might want to write this down, is believing equals power. So, or what I call is fake it till you make it. Believing equals power, and that's what's really important, is your belief. Now, I know a lot of people have issues with believing that they can work with their intuition or that they are getting intuitive information. But, you know, it's not that you need to be fully, quote, trusting your intuition, because that's something that develops over time as you work with it. But what's really important is that you just believe at first that intuition does exist, and that you have intuition, and that you can work with your intuition and develop it. And I can attest to you that it is a very doable thing to develop it. I've got a couple of people hi out there to Angela and hi to Joan. It's nice to see you out on Facebook. And actually, we're doing an exercise. We did a little exercise this afternoon in my Facebook group, and the exercise, we already had some people giving some feedback, and they did pretty well, but those who had gone through my course, and Joan is one of them, did exceedingly well. And so I'm kind of revealing for you now, Joan, you did a great job, really, really nailed it. So I'm really excited that, you know, you're getting the kinds of results that happens when you develop your intuition, you go through the process. So believe it can be done. I have students out there who are who've gone through the material and gone through what I teach, and they are just outstanding when it comes to working with their intuition now. And so if I can do it, you can do it. I was not intuitive when I first started, and I was able to develop it to the point where I'm highly intuitive. And so believing equals power is number four. Believing boosts your intuitive power. The energy in belief, the energy is in the belief, in believing that you can develop your intuition and you can do it. And as you work through it and start to get your hits and start to get success, the trust builds, that's what everybody wants. They want trust. Know the answer is there. The answer will always come. It always does. You are highly intuitive because you just have to be able to access it. And that's part of what we learn as we go through all this. So you got to learn how to access it. And another part of this believing and this trusting is letting go. So you can let go and let it happen. And that's really important as well, because you have to let go. So, let's see. Now, you might doubt your intuitive ability, and that kind of saps the energy behind being successful at it. But while you might find you're doubting yourself, and that's probably the most difficulty that everybody has, just know that it takes a little practice. And as time goes by, you will get over your doubt. I think it's something that everybody struggles with, whether you're really good at it or not. Everybody's always going to have a bit of doubt, but we find that the more you just throw caution to the wind, just go out, and you know, you get what you get, and you don't get upset. You're going to get a lot of amazing information. So just go with it. So, anyway, again, hello out there to Facebook. I've got people coming in. It's so nice to see all of you. And you know, if you have some comments or questions, you know, just put it in to the Facebook live, and then I'll see them. I'll try to answer them for you if I have some time here. So again, all highly intuitive people have gone through doubt, especially when they start building their skills. But you know, learn how to strengthen your intuition like any other skill, your trust and your confidence will increase. So one of the examples I like to give is, like, if you drive a car, do you remember when you first learned how to drive, or maybe ride a bike, or anything else that takes some skill that you've, quote, mastered, right? So people who are driving or riding a bike, maybe it was ice skating, maybe it was skateboarding, or maybe even walking. Walking is a good one. You know, in the beginning, it was really hard. And, you know, you had to learn a lot of things. And eventually, you started to get the hang of it. And then you could trust that you could do it quite well. So that's, you know, that's what you have to kind of get into, believe that you can do this. I wanted to talk a little bit about belief and believing in intuition and getting, say, divine messages. A lot of people use their intuition to, basically get divine guidance, what we call divine guidance. And divine guidance is usually information or guidance from assistance from heaven. And divine refers to, say, godly or heaven. And whether or not you believe in God or something else, it's okay. But oftentimes when people feel that they've tried to decide what to do and they've exhausted all their mental resources in trying to solve a problem, one of the things they do is they seek outside help. And one of the places you can seek outside help is people, you know, seek it from their guides, their angels or something higher than them. And your intuition is the way that you actually get that information. That's how it's passed to you. And when you get that guidance, that divine guidance from outside, it can give you such a feeling of comfort and solace that you know that the guidance that you're getting is for your highest good, and that it's the way that you can get assistance to in this life's path to basically be put in the right direction so that you're fulfilling what it is that you were supposed to do in this life. And that's why I really think intuition is the most awesome thing, because if I want to live the best life I can, and if I'm living the best life I can, I have to find the ways to do that. And the best way I think to do that is to get your divine guidance, to find out what, you know, you may not know what the path is supposed to lead to, but at least if you know that you're getting guidance to keep you on the path, that you're always going to be, guided or sent to things that are meant for you for this particular life. And you know that you're always going to get, again, that guidance for your highest good. And that means it's going to benefit you in anything in your life. So that could be physical, material, mental. It could be your spiritual. It's all going to come to you because you're using your intuition to help get that divine guidance. And when you have that trust and that guidance, for your highest good, it's going to relieve you of anxiety and fear, and you know that you're on the right path no matter what happens, whether it's good or bad. So believing equals power when it comes to intuition, because that belief actually strengthens it. And when you believe, it helps take away a little bit of the doubt, because you're, you know, turning to something outside of you, something greater than you. And when you do that, that actually gets your thinking mind out of the way. It gets your ego out of the way, because it's not on my shoulders. It's not me. And when you do that, then it's easier to listen to your intuition. You're going to be able to hear it because your thinking mind's not getting in the way. And you go through the process of using a technique so that you can get your intuition to open up and to trigger it. And then when you get the messages, because you're believing in them and that you can do it, you're going to be able to hear them a little more easily. So, anyway, that was our show today. That's our short show. If you're listening to this or watching this anywhere other than my website, you can get more from me at lmk88.com. and get weekly intuition tips. Actually, it's going really good. I've got a lot of people out there getting them every week and helping, keeping you in the zone, keeping you remembering how to use your intuition, also all the ways you can use your intuition in different scenarios in your life to help better your life and basically follow your divine guidance. So just sign up, lmk88.com. I'm Lisa Kay, and you've been listening to Between Heaven and Earth Radio, Conscious Living for Your Soul. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks out there on Facebook. We'll see you next time. Bye.